mean, I think you and I both started by acknowledging right up front, there's a lot we don't know. You know, we don't know the contents of the phone conversation. We don't know all of the so-called exculpatory information that's still being released about Mike Flynn. You know, and we don't know the nature of the plea agreement. We don't know the details of his relationship with Turkey. There's a lot we don't know. But the fact, look, William Barr is a very smart man. You may not agree with his politics. You may think he's shilling for Donald Trump. But he's a very smart legal mind. This is a man who not, you know, isn't just this time the attorney general. He's been attorney general previously. He knows how the game is played. And for him to go out and push for the dismissal of Mike Flynn's case, it's not a knee-jerk reaction. There is sound legal reasoning by a man who is more appraised of the facts than you and I are. And I think as this thing plays out, we're going to find out, you know, the true depth of the railroading that took place with Michael Flynn. Because if it isn't what I believe it is, if it turns out that Barr is just covering up for Flynn, there will be repercussions for that. But William Barr is smart enough not to allow himself to fall into a trap of his own making.
Well, I think he's a really sneaky bastard.
but smart. I mean, you know, a lot of sneaky bastards are quite smart. And on something of this, with this profile, the inevitability of congressional hearings, and we have a very seasoned judge that is going to sit, and over this case. Mm-hmm. I don't think Barr is trying to slip one in. I think that he knows a lot more than we do, and I don't believe that Barr would go forward on such a high profile matter where he still has to explain it to a judge. Unless he had all the facts on his side. So I'm comfortable with my analysis of the known data.